libertarians and Austrians, although they recognized the importance of worked as opposed to unworked land, would not agree that therefore the value of a good can be based entirely upon the labor put into it. And they will talk about the subjective value. This is what the marginal revolution was all about. Demand is important in order to know the subjective valuation that people place upon different goods in the economy. Marx responded to the idea that someone could spend the same amount of labor time and produce something that nobody wants by defining socially useful labor. Marx said that the labor time put into something that nobody wants doesn't count because it's not socially useful labor. And he went a bit further in order to explain the different levels of skill and the different amounts of technology that are used in order to produce a product by saying that the average level of technology and the average level of skill can be used to determine the socially necessary labor time. Putting this all together, we can see a definition. This is from the Marxist Internet Archive of Marx's labor theory of value. The definition says that the labor theory of value is the proposition that the value of a commodity is equal to the quantity of socially necessary labor time required for its production. Some people, when they hear of the labor theory of value, say, well, what about the value that capital gives to labor? And a really simplistic analysis of the labor theory of value, a simple critique, which is maybe too simplistic, might say, well, the labor theory of value doesn't take into account the fact that, you know, a factory improves the productivity of labor. That's not exactly true, because the labor theory of value does admit that capital does improve the productivity of labor. However, it says that the capital itself was created by labor.